This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 25th. I'm Paul Plack. There are still no reliable numbers on survivors among 91 people reported aboard a Chinese regional airliner that went down Tuesday night. The Chinese government says only that 48 were rescued and 20 of those hospitalized. An Agni Air Dornier 228 airliner with 14 people on board went down Monday in poor weather near Kathmandu. There were no survivors. The pilot of a J-3 Cub walked away with minor injuries after missing a house during an emergency landing in New Jersey, but hit a parked car hard enough the car and the plane wreckage had to be hauled away as a single unit. The U.S. Coast Guard will spend $117 million with EADS North America for three more HC-144A Ocean Sentry Maritime Patrol aircraft. International Lease Finance Corp. says it has repaid a $3.9 billion loan early and should be able to fund itself going forward with no more loans from its bailed-out parent company, AIG. The FAA reports Nigeria has achieved a Category 1 rating under the FAA's International Aviation Safety Assessment Program, which means its carriers are theoretically eligible to fly to the U.S. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell announced Saturday his state will disperse $1.9 million in federal and state matching funds to help 15 airports upgrade equipment and facilities and enhance safety. And a Canadian teenager has delivered a 1946 J-3 Cub after a ferry flight of more than 3,200 nautical miles, all flown for $20 a day and the chance to build some hours. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jeremy Monette and Mark Scheibel of Sonex Aircraft offer details on two of the company's developmental power plants, the electric propulsion system and the turbocharged AeroV. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.